CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A chandelier swinging back and forth in Taiwan, which has been rocked by a 7.4 earthquake, the strongest there in 25 years. At least 9 people killed. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
Deaths and injuries appear to have come from landslides, which have been unleashed right along the east coast of Taiwan.
Israeli officials still explaining an airstrike that killed 7 aid workers delivering food in Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
The chief of staff of Israel's military has called the incident a grave mistake, saying, quote, it was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night during a war in very complex conditions.
At least 10 hurt in reported tornadoes that tore through states from Texas to Ohio. This man's roof was blown off in Sunbright, Tennessee.
The sky got dark, the wind picked up, and the next thing I know, it just tore it off and then it was gone.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You may have seen some strange screen caps of Racine County election results. They're wrong. An official explanation of what happened still isn't known, but last night, incomplete election data was posted on the Racine County website. It appeared a cell was off in the software, causing numbers to shift. The data was pulled from the website after about 10 minutes, with no update offered about the snafu. The normal election total recap still hasn't been posted, with the Racine County Eye website reporting that results had to be entered by hand. That website is reporting one Racine result, with David Mack winning the 4th District Aldermanic race. A flood watch has been issued for Kenosha County, specifically for the Fox River near New Munster. The flooding is impacting homes along Highway W in the village of Salem Lakes and the town of Wheatland areas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Fiserv Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewer second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain mixed with snow. Our high 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, more rain and snow, 34. Tomorrow, we will be cloudy. More rain and snow showers with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Oboe. Wednesday noon to 2 is Trinity Olson and Pat Kreitlow live from UW-Eau Claire, right here on Civic Media.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. We dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I feel like it still grazed us a little.
Well, yeah, you know, they're talking about, I guess this is not done. We still have a chance of catching, you know, some sleet and snow, some spots of the state. Even though there are spots in the state, they got 5 to 6, 7 inches of snow yesterday, man.
Yeah, well, I guess we can be thankful we didn't get that much.
Yeah, man, we absolutely are. And the thing is, man, we're so far into, you know, we're in spring. And so, you know, whatever it is, it won't last too long. And it's probably easy for us to say we didn't get any snow, I think, in Milwaukee. Traces of it, and I am better for that being the case. But anyway, man, yesterday was election time, and we'll be covering that because today is a Wednesday, which means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will be on board to, you know, talk about the outcomes of the elections on yesterday. And I have to tell you, man, we'll talk about that when Dr. Craig is on in the 9 o'clock hour. But I think that here's something, Calvin, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. But I really think there are things that Democrats do that they just, as Tom and others say, you got to blow your own horn, man. You got to toot your own horn. And Joe Biden, you know, was able to cap insulin prices at $35. They were outlandish. And people, both Democrats and Republicans, had struggled for a long time trying to afford, you know, insulin medications. And they were being gouged by the pharmaceutical companies. And while Donald Trump was president, he didn't get it fixed. We can talk about all those other things that people talk about, what Joe Biden didn't do. But Donald Trump had an opportunity to take on the pharmaceutical company, and he didn't. And Joe Biden did, and he was able to cap the insulin prices. But that's not all. How many of you are aware that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders have just capped the cost of inhalers. Calvin, you know anybody who's on inhalers?
I don't personally, but I know that asthma and things related to needing inhalers is definitely
especially with children, right? When you were in school, you saw a lot of kids.
Yeah, definitely in school, there was kids who had, I think, a couple kids who had sports asthma where they had them especially for sports.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, running the league that I ran for 20 years, there was always children who were playing who had inhalers. I never thought about the price of those inhalers, Calvin. Take a guess about how much those inhalers were costing.
Oh, boy. I guess I assumed they were not overly expensive, maybe $50.
There's one of them called AstraZeneca's, $645.
Wow.
Is what the cost of those things were. And as we watch people walking around with inhalers, we just assume that they're affordable.
Mm-hmm.
$645. Well, President Biden and Bernie Sanders have capped that. So they took on the pharmaceutical companies and were able to bring and force that price down to an affordable, $35. That's a major accomplishment, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that is a huge accomplishment.
You know, you're not going to hear Republicans say anything about those kinds of accomplishments that impact and affect everyday citizens. And you, unfortunately, you're not going to hear it enough from Democrats. So I'm here, and I'm going to say congratulations for all of those people whose children and who have those maladies, who struggled to pay for those things to improve their lives, now are able to afford those things that will improve the lives of others. And here's what I don't understand. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So we know that the medical companies and the pharmaceutical companies have been taking advantage of the American people. We know that our government has been not only silent, but, you know, have kind of, you know, allowed this kind of thing to happen. Many congressmen and senators have allowed this thing to happen. And now that we're able to see, even though it's only a sliver of what is really transpiring and taking place in the health and pharmaceutical companies of this nation, just a sliver, then it shows that we have the capabilities of reforming and forcing the change all along the way. So it's not just the fact that these two things have come to pass because of, again, Democrats, not Republicans, but Democrats, who have forced this change. 844-967-2789. Here's kind of a little bit of what transpired. President Biden on yesterday, touted Democratic efforts to lower the cost of inhalers after drug makers announced plans to cap prices. The president, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, will give the remarks at the White House to highlight the crackdown on the cost of inhalers. They will also be joined by healthcare advocates and experts, according to a White House official. Well, actually, they're going to be talking about this today. After the administration's crackdown, and they use the verbiage crackdown, which tells you that these people have been gouging and taking advantage, these corporations of you and I, which included scrutiny for anti-competitive practices that can delay lower-cost generics from coming to market. Three of the four largest inhaler manufacturers announced in March that they would cap the cost of inhalers for many patients at $35 a month. So they didn't do this because they were benevolent. They have stuffed their pockets and their coffers with ill-gotten gains of the American people. And unfortunately, far too many people who could not afford it. The announcements came after Sanders earlier this year led a group of Senate Democrats to the CEOs of four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the United States, AstraZeneca, Boehringer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Teva, demanding information and documents on the costs involved in manufacturing of inhalers, among other issues. Now, I thought about this on yesterday as I saw, you know, the outcome of the constitutional amendment passed in the state. And all I could think about was, you know, the people who voted yes on that really don't understand. They really don't get it. They really think that the people who put that language together really do care about them. But I'll get into that part of my conversation later with Dr. Craig. But I will say it does show that these things can change. And that there, you know, and that there are people, some people who are willing to go to the mat. Unfortunately, not enough. And change the lives of many of the American citizens. May not impact or affect you and I. I don't have inhalers. I don't have to take them. Nobody that I know of in my family does. But I know many people and many families today who are celebrating because of the decisions that were made and the changes that will go into effect because President Joe Biden, the guy that Sleepy Joe, and whatever other, you know, names that they use, once again, it's shown the importance of having a man who cares, a man who is connected, a man who understands. I don't care what you say about how old he is. Look at how effective he has become. He's getting things changed. And so as, you know, we look down the road, with the election that's coming up, I just hope that, you know, there's a list of these things and that they're making commercials talking about these changes. Because on the other side of it, there is no one who can tout those things, who can show anything that they have done of consequence to really change people's lives other than the lie. And after we come back, you know, from this short hiatus, I'm going to point out the other guy and his accomplishments. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the lack of character of the other guy. You know, we're talking about, I just got through talking about something that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have been able to accomplish that is going to impact and affect the lives of so many people. They don't even know it. They've been struggling to keep their families afloat, you know, financially, and the cost of, you know, inhalers and all of those things have been almost, you know, cost prohibitive for them. And Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have been able to work that through. Here's what the other guy is doing. So Trump, you know, a police officer got killed a week or so ago. Calvin, you heard about it, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, in Michigan. And Donald Trump went to Michigan to grandstand and to show up as if he was really concerned about this man and and the man's family. Now, you know, that one, we know he was there for a photo op. But here's, he couldn't resist, you know, lying. Every time he opens his mouth, every time he moves his lips, he has to lie. And if you lie about little things, it stands to reason you're going to lie about the bigger things as well. So former President Donald Trump went to Michigan to hammer President Joe Biden on immigration in a major battleground state. He left beset by controversy, facing questions about whether he fabricated, which is a kind way of saying he lied, and in an antidote about speaking to the family of a murder victim. I spoke to some of her family, Ruby Garcia, a 25-year-old woman who was allegedly killed by an undocumented immigrant. I'm sorry, I had them mixed up, the police officer I'll talk about later. But this is the young lady, Ruby Garcia, a 25-year-old woman who was allegedly killed by an undocumented immigrant. You heard it. It was all over the place last month. And, you know, Trump said, Garcia, she lit up the room. And I've heard that from so many people. This is Trump talking. According to Garcia's sister, you know, he did not hear that from any member of Garcia's family. In fact, Mava Garcia said Trump never spoke to the family at all. He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had what he had said, that he had spoken with us. as we are mourning my sister's death, this man comes and starts lying for no reason. You know, if you're going to go and show up, you know, Donald Trump, to make a family believe that you're there because you care about them and what happened to them, and not for political reasons, then that's fine. But then to turn around and lie to the world that you spoke to the family, you know about the person. You know, President Trump, if you lie about the little things, it stands to reason you're also going to lie about the bigger things. I'll tell you the other side of this. So here's the one about the police officer, Calvin. Right-wing news outlets and MAGA influencers were quick to jump on rumors that Donald Trump had paid off the mortgage of the fallen New York police officer, Jonathan Diller. But it appears that's simply not true. So this is the police officer that was killed in the line of duty in New York. While the ex-president said has yet to comment on or debunk the claim that he paid off the home of the man whose wake he recently attended, the apparent source of the information has walked it back. According to publicly available information, Diller's mortgage was paid off, but it was by an organization called Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I've heard of Tunnel to Towers Foundation. That's what they do. They do good work. But why would Donald Trump have to steal, you know, the credit? Why? A man who wants to be the president of the United States. You know, it's all right. It's not a big deal, you know, when you see people lie. You know, all of us have told a lie or two. I don't think there's anybody alive who hasn't stretched the truth. But to lie for the sake of lying. Why would he have to say he paid off the house? You know, if he's lying about those little things, what do you think he's doing about the big things? 844-967-2789. Lie after lie after lie. I watched and listened to some of his speech. Well, I don't even call it a speech in Green Bay. It's the same thing. I don't care where it is. When I saw him in Milwaukee a few years back, he was saying the exact same thing that he's saying now. He hasn't changed one thing because it's all stick. And I'm so frightened that that people believe him, that people are willing to reelect a man who we know is, he can't discern truth from fiction. That's who he is. And those of you who made up your mind, that's your man, that's your guy. Yeah. You know, you have a right to do that. This is America. But my God, a man who lies for no reason. There's no pressure on him to lie. But he lies anyway. Doesn't care who he damages. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-LaCrosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted. They might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. The worst should be over after a powerful storm dumped several inches of wet, heavy snow on much of Wisconsin yesterday and overnight. Snowy and windy weather is forecast to last into tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The new mayor of Kenosha will be David Bogdala. He got 53% of the vote, defeating Lydia Spotswood. In the Kenosha County Circuit Court race, Frank Gagliardi, who was appointed to fill the position 4 months ago by Governor Tony Evers, will be replaced by Heather Iverson, who won the position. The Kenosha Unified School Board race has Mary Braun Motter, Todd Allen Price, Sabrina Landry, and Bob Tierney in that order winning positions. Following the unsuccessful debut of their new parking system on opening day, the Brewers have announced their intention to bring back cashiers until the system works right. The team made the switch to an app-based parking system, eliminating cashiers and making fans make payments through their smartphones. However, a number of people had difficulties yesterday with the app. The Brewers play at home again today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WRJN News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Kira Sedgwick told The View that the secret to keeping her marriage to Kevin Bacon fresh is that the two stay curious about each other. The couple met on the set of Lemon Sky in the 80s. The actress said part of staying curious is that you have to hide the fact that you've known each other for 35 years. So the best way to stay curious would be to divorce, live apart for 5 years, and then go on a date. Can you imagine how strong that would make your marriage? Sometimes it's hard for criminals to adjust to life on the outside after doing hard time. The New York Post reports that ex-con and actor Felicity Huffman is assimilating and has gotten a role on Criminal Minds. Huffman spent 11 days hard time for trying to get her half-wit kids into a good college by having someone else take their SATs. Several people were sentenced to jail time in what has become known as the Varsity Blues scandal, including actress Lori Loughlin, whose kids are also not too bright. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain mixed with snow. Our high 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, more rain and snow, 34. Tomorrow, we will be cloudy. More rain and snow showers with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, before I go to the phone lines, I was just praising, you know, President Biden, the first part of this show. And as much as I like to praise him for the good things that he's done, President Biden and the Democrats are taking a great risk as the continued carnage in Gaza continues to happen. And we appear to be powerless to stop what is taking place there. I don't know how many of you are aware that over 200 volunteers, people who've come to help address the carnage and the starvation of the Palestinians have been killed. 200 workers, you know, who are there solely to do humanitarian work, have lost their lives in this struggle. And President Biden is not acceptable to just say, I'm outraged. People are looking for more. And I've talked with many Democrats who are holding you accountable, President Biden, because the United States has the ability. You know, we're still arming. We're still giving arms. And arms that are being used, you know, to cause severe damage to a people who are not in a position to fight back, innocent people. And so young Democrats are holding that against Joe Biden. And many others are holding that against Joe Biden. And so let me do this. President Joe Biden expressed outrage Tuesday over the deaths of 7 humanitarian aid workers, including one American for the nonprofit group World Central Kitchen, who were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. They were providing food to hungry citizens in the middle of a war, Biden said in a statement. They were brave and selfless. Their deaths are a tragedy. Biden called Chef Jose Andres, who founded the organization in 2010 to express his condolences. The president said he is heartbroken over the workers' deaths and applauded the group's relentless and heroic efforts to get food to hungry people around the globe. I don't know. I didn't know. But since this war has begun, over 200 volunteers have been killed. That's unacceptable. The fact that I'm outraged is not good enough. I'm sorry. It's not good enough. That's not good enough of an answer. It's not an acceptable answer. Because when does it end? When does it stop? How many more innocent people have to be slaughtered? Yeah, the United States has the power. And the president of the United States can make a change in that arena. And there are people who are holding him accountable. Look, I'm a supporter of President Biden. I'm not a supporter of the policy that allows it, that makes it possible to continue to watch what we see every day. Got to address that. Let's go to the phone lines. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. People are silent. And I just do not understand how we can be silent. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and all of us out there and Radio Land and everywhere. It means all of us. Please don't forget that. You have the power. Second, every time Donald Trump's lips are moving, he is lying. Let's not get into this thing when he says something like we take anything that he says as factual.
There are people who do, though, Tom. There are many people who do.
Oh, I know. When I heard that speech yesterday, I thought I was listening to a couple of the callers that call in when he was talking in Green Bay yesterday, which I listened to because of Dom and Crute playing it for a second.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Until the listeners got sick of it. Also, one thing the media is not showing is they're not showing the hundreds of thousands of people that are protesting in Israel.
That's correct.
To actually get Netanyahu out of office. And I think that is a actual media malpractice again because of the fact that they're not showing how many people in Israel are against what Netanyahu is doing. And Netanyahu knows that if he ends this war, that's the end of him. So, yeah, I agree with you that we need to put the pressure on him. But we also need to remember, if you guys put Donald Trump in there, forget it. He will let Russia have everything. He will let anyone that's a dictator have everything because he is an authoritarian dictator. And I will put a special emphasis on the word dick. Sorry, Earl. But yes, everyone. And the thing is, I really, really feel like the people of Wisconsin were bamboozled by these propositions, just like we are in California a lot of times. Hopefully it doesn't hold water there.
We're going to deal with that with Dr. Craig. But I really wonder, you know, why people remain so silent on this. Again, more than 200 humanitarian workers have been killed since this war. 200. And so that means less and less are going to be willing to go in and do the humanitarian work. You know, in his statement, Biden said the workers' deaths are even more tragic because they were not the result of a standalone incident. This has happened far too many times. So, okay, if you say that, and we know statistically he is correct, and over 200 humanitarian workers have been killed, it can't just be I'm upset, right? I mean, we're still giving weapons and providing those things, and I'm saying that there are people who will vote Democrat normally, who are now hedging their bet because they expect our nation to do something better. They expect our nation to not continue to dismiss what the world sees. And that's a bunch of innocent people being slaughtered, man. Tom?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged by the fact that if our politicians don't listen to us, they're going to listen to us at the ballot box. So I think this primary was a great time for these Democrats to stand up and do this so Joe Biden can change his policy. Because as FDR says, make me do it. And the thing is, that primary last night was a way to say, make me do it. Okay, Joe Biden, we're going to make you do it.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, they're threatening with their vote. So absolutely, Earl. And I would also say that just remember, people, every time Donald Trump's lips are moving, he's lying. Hey, please.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. I just get really frustrated with, you know, life has the same value. I don't care whose life it is. That's where I come from. I don't think any life has more value than another life. And that's not because I say that. That's because the creator of it all has mandated that. And so when we watch lives being sacrificed, man, this is 2024. How do we remain silent on those things? I just, for the life of me, don't get it. And I understand, you know, people, don't know which way to go with this. But there's only one way to go. These are human beings who are being slaughtered. They're not ants. They're not fleas. They're human beings just like you and I. And they're praying and hoping that somebody intervenes. And that somebody has to be the United States of America. We're in a position. We continue to give financial resources to Israel. We continue to give them weapons. I get it. This is not anti-Israel. This is pro-humanity. Man. To again, watch what is transpiring and those innocent people that were killed. Biden said Israel has not done enough to protect civilians. Okay, President Biden, we've been hearing this on and on and on. They haven't done enough to protect civilians. Pretty clear that under Netanyahu, they're not going to. The United States has repeatedly urged Israel to deconflict their military operations against Hamas with humanitarian operations in order to avoid civilian casualties, he said. The World Central Kitchen announced it is pausing its operation in Gaza after the deaths of 7 workers. They're one of the 3 humanitarian agencies that have been working to stave off famine and the possibility of genocide of a whole nation of people. We've got to call it right. There are people who are calling it right. As Tom said, over 100,000 Israelis are protesting in Israel that enough is enough. So, President Biden, you've got the power. Use it and do the right thing. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home, for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing their new Napoleon Kringle. O&H's famous flaky pastry is layered with smooth vanilla custard cream, but it's made even better with a sweet frosting garnish with flaky pastry pieces. So be sure to get one this week.
While there, pick up a package of O&H's new artisan English muffins. They'll make a boring breakfast a special event. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been wanting to say this for some time, and I think now's the time to say it. I've been in contact with some friends from across the nation, some people of color, blacks, who are concerned about the election, the presidential election. They're concerned that they are not being taken, that they're being taken for granted. And by the Democrats. And so they feel some, and this is, again, conversations that I'm hearing from my friends across the nation, that, you know, many, especially younger blacks, voting age, are saying they're not going to vote. Now, let me tell you the importance of that. Black people make up 13% of the population. Hispanics make up 18% of the population. You combine the two of them, that's 31%. Of the population. The white population is divided down the middle, half Republicans, half Democrats. And so the minority population has determined the outcomes of the presidential elections for the last 40 years. Democrats have overwhelmingly, blacks have overwhelmingly voted Democrat to the tune of 88%. And in tight races, like the one in 2020, the votes of blacks and Hispanics pushed Joe Biden over the top. And so the conversations that I've been having, I'm trying to get people of color who are saying, well, why should we vote? Nobody seems to care about our plight. The most impoverished people in the country happen to be blacks, 17%. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the fact that only 60 to 70% of black males 18 and over are employed. We hear the great statistics about, you know, how great employment is. But hey, there's a group in this country that make up 13% of the population that's suffering. And nobody is saying anything for the most part. And so that's something that people need to think about. to the credit of the National Democratic Party and Joe Biden, they've made an effort in the city of Milwaukee. They're going to be coming back again and again and again because they get it. They know the key. The city of Milwaukee is dismissed too often. You know, we talk about Madison, we talk about other places, but they can never be Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin, no matter who wants to believe it or not. And so when Milwaukee is dismissed, as it is and as it has been, there's peril, especially in an election as tight as this one. 844-967-2789. And the black community is going to be key. And guess what? Everything that I'm reading says the state of Wisconsin is going to be the state that determines who the president of the United States is going to be. It's just a fact. So if you want to dismiss Milwaukee and keep dismissing Milwaukee as if Milwaukee doesn't exist, and the people who live in the city of Milwaukee don't matter, then they run the risk of really losing the election. Let's go to Craig from Chicago. Good morning to you, Craig, quickly.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm in the car about 4 hours a day. I listen to about 8 different stations here in Chicago, one of which is yours. I have relatives and family in Milwaukee. But I was curious about one of the statements you just made. I'd hope that you would articulate it because you're pretty good at that. You seem to be blaming the government on African-Americans not being employed. So I wonder if you could comment as to why you think that is. I own a small business. I work 6 days a week. I work pretty hard, but I'm curious why you think the government is responsible for blacks not being employed.
Well, let me say this. I will address it on the other side. You know, there's many different aspects of it, and I'm not going to try to, you know, to say this inside of, you know, the 30 seconds we have before we, you know, have to sell some things. But I will certainly respond on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 people killed. Dozens of miners are trapped after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century.